Chapter 18. Jazz wings the door open. Blast her up.
A droid stands there in the early morning rain. It's a B-1 battle droid.
The B-1 battle droid.
The bodyguard Temen calls Mr. Bones.
Rain hits the servo motor in its exposed skull, sparking and turning to steam as it does. Temen rushes past Jazz.
The droid, painted red and black, laughs maniacally, a warped, mechanized sound. It raises its one arm. The other is now missing.
And all the little animal bones that dangle from it rattle and clack. The droid gives a robot thumbs up.
Bones!
Temen says, throwing his arms around the droid.
I performed violence,
the droid warbles.
Jazz wonders if that's pride she hears in the thing's discordant voice.
Roger, Roger!
Then a shower of sparks erupts from its head. Its eyes go dark. It falls to the side like a felled tree.
Temen makes a sad sound in the back of his throat.
Sinjir peeks past and says, I think that thing has seen better days, boy.
Quiet!
The kid snaps.
You hurt his feelings. He just needs work. Help me get him inside.
It's night, you know, comes a voice.
Wedge, magnetically shackled to the table, startles awake. The dream he was in, a dream of being out in space in a broken fighter, the oxygen failing, his astromech blown to slag, the ship drifting through the void,
falls apart in his hands, like wet sand gone suddenly dry.
The voice, it's coming from the strange man. The man whose age is hard to tell. The one with the dark striations that aren't quite wrinkles, with the beady eyes and serpent smile. The one who cuts Wedge with the knife. Right now, though, he sees no knife. Just the man clasping his hands within the bundled, puffy sleeves of his robe.
You're here for more torture? I won't break.
The man's spooky smile never wavers.
I know. I can see that. I can see your vitality will never waver.
He thrusts up a finger as if having an epiphany. But the epiphany is not his own. Rather, he seems to wish to deliver one.
Did you know that Sith Lords could sometimes drain the Force energy from their captives? Siphoning life from them and using it to strengthen their connection to the dark side. Extending their own lives as well, so that they could live for centuries beyond their intended expiration.
You fancy yourself some kind of wizard?
The man tut-tut-tuts.
Hardly. I am Tashu, merely a historian. An eager student of the old ways. And, until recently, an advisor to Palpatine.
My friend Luke told me some things about him.
Tashu's grin broadens, showing off his two white teeth.
Yes, I imagine he did. Seen through the lens of a confused, naive boy, most assuredly.
His fingers pluck at the air, like a spider testing its webs.
I know I won't break you physically.
So why come here at all?
To keep you from sleeping well. And to help break you mentally. It may not yield us any information, but I like to practice.
I'm a pilot. I'm used to not sleeping.
Yes, but you're not used to hopelessness. Look around. You're locked away, tortured without function. The Empire, even now, is resurging here in this very palace. Your new Republic has a moment to breathe and gain its footing, but we have a war machine. We have the blessings of the dark side. And even if your people continue to march forward, reclaiming system after system, we will be waiting. In some form or another. The Empire is just a skin we wear, you see. a shell. It's not just about law and order. It's about total control. We will always come back for it. No matter how hard you work to beat us back, we are an infection inside the galaxy's bones. And we will always surge forth when you least expect it.
You're wrong, Wedge says, gritting his teeth. The galaxy is home to good people. There's more of us than there are of you.
It's not about numbers or percentages. It's about faith. The few of us have infinitely more faith than the many of you.
I have faith in the New Republic.
Tashu chuckles.
And that faith will be tested.
Your faith will be tested when I kick in your teeth!
There it is,
Tashu says, snapping his fingers so hard it sounds like a bird's neck breaking.
A vital spike of anger and hate, born of the hopelessness I've planted in you. A terrible little seed. I can't wait for it to grow its wretched tree and bear its ugly fruit.